Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we said that God's will must be a priority in our lives before anything else. That includes our jobs, our homes, and even above our families. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Now think with me. Since he is almighty, since he made all things, since he proclaimed in Romans 14:12 that every one of us would give an account of ourselves unto him, then it is only logical to conclude that his will must be a priority in my life, even above my family and job, since that affects my eternity in heaven. Now, by the way, I know there are a lot of folks on the radio today saying things about the home and probably right things about the home. But let me straighten out one thing. The home was not before the ministry. God gave Adam a ministry in the garden before he even created Eve. And Adam was naming all the animals, and he went through all these things, and still there wasn't found a partner for Adam. And Adam was going to till the ground and take care of the garden. And so what did God give Adam? He gave Adam a ministry. But Adam needed help. And so out of the side of Adam, he made woman to love him, but also to be a help meet. To help what? To help in ministry. My friend, you have a family. Your family should be working together in ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Colossians 1:17 goes on to say, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is before all things. That word is a state of being verb. He was in a state of being before all things, from everlasting, that is, without beginning, to everlasting, without ending. Thou art God. This statement gives us, then, the pre-existence of Jesus Christ. And by him, all things consist. That gives us his deity. That word consist means hold together. By him. That term by him means by his authority. You see, and get this down. Write this down. The Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New Testament. All things consist, that is, he is the superglue of the universe. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He not only made everything, but those things continue to consist, my friend, as a result of him. He holds it together. That's the idea of the word consist. He holds it together. He is the super glue of the universe. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Sing then, that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Now, isn't that an interesting verse there in 2 Peter 3:10? He says, the elements shall melt with fervent heat. That word elements means first steps, that which is rudimentary. When that is referring to matter, as it does here, it's talking about the first steps of matter, which are atoms. In the atom, we know there is a proton and a neutron, and that within the nucleus of the atom. And when we separate those, we have a heat explosion, We call them atomic explosions, and we can go on and develop that into nuclear explosions. You may fear what a crazed terrorist will do to a city with a nuclear device, even in a backpack. But one day, my friend, the heavens are going to melt with fervent heat. In other words, God's going to let go of all of these protons and neutrons. You know, we separate those, but if you ask them, you know, what keeps those from just separating now within the nucleus of the atom? What keeps those from just breaking up? There's no wall. There's nothing holding it in. What keeps that there? Well, we know it's the hand of God. And one day, God's going to let go. And when he lets go, there's going to be an explosion. There's going to be a great noise, as he says there in our verse there in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. And the heavens and the earth and all the works therein are going to be burned up. But he also uses the word dissolved. The word dissolved is best understood by the word Alka-Seltzer, okay? With an Alka-Seltzer, it comes in a tablet form. Now, you put the tablet in a glass of water, and it changes forms, okay? And that's what the Lord is going to do with this heavenly earth. He's going to change its form. And one day he's going to purify it with fire, and he's going to change it. And then we'll have a new heaven and a new earth. The point is that one day the heavens will melt with the fervent heat. Now, you have people today saying, well, the Bible is scientifically behind. Well, here's 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 that we just shared with you was written nearly 2,000 years ago. And in the last 100 years, we've just found out this information. I would say that man's quite a ways behind God. And man hasn't made a device yet that can blow up the entire world like this will do. Just know that Jesus Christ is the glue that holds it all together. That is, by him, all things consist. People talk about the Big Bang Theory. Well, it hasn't happened yet. There is a Big Bang coming, okay? And when that day comes, you will not want to be a part of it if you're left behind and you're not with Jesus Christ. Now, he goes on to say that he is also the head of the body in verse 18. That is the church. Now, don't limit that definition. The word church there, the word church comes from the Greek word ekklesia. It means a called out assembly. It refers to all saints in the Bible, but most of the time in the Bible when that word is used, it's referring to the local church. Yes, Jesus is the head of all saved people, but in like manner, he's also the head of the local church. It's not the pastor. It's not the deacons. It's not the people. It is Jesus Christ that is the head of the local church. So, you know, sometimes churches say, well, we're not ran by a hierarchy. We're with the people have the power. No, that's a wrong church if it's the people that have the power. Christ is the power in the local church. Every member of the body is important, whether it's the pastor, the deacon, or the member in the pew. Now, under what impulses, instruction, and influences does your body function? Well, of course, it's from the head. As everything comes from the brain, our body functions. Whether our entire body moves, or we move just one part, maybe just a little toe, a little finger, we just move one part of our body, the brain controlled that movement. Each believer has a specific part in the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we have be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Now you are therefore the body of Christ and members in particular, he says in verse 27 of 1 Corinthians 12. When a finger touches a hot radiator while working on a car, your brain will send a message to that area via the nerve system. And the nerve runs from the brain with a message, and the message the nerve is carrying from the brain says to the finger, move right now. That message carrier is the errand runner for the brain, the messenger. Well, in the body of Christ, the pastor is that errand runner for the Lord. taking his message to the various parts of the body. Now, it may seem like when he says to serve the Lord with gladness, when the preacher gets up there and says, all right, you need to be faithful to God's house, you need to be a witness, you need to do this, you need to do that, or you need to stop doing this, stop doing that, you say, well, who does he think he is? We have authority. We have as much power as he do. We can decide who does and who doesn't. No, that preacher's not exercising his power and authority, but rather he is the messenger of Christ giving you the word of Christ. My friend, you better not go against that message. And so he is the messenger of the Lord. He carries his message. And when we have that finger on the radiator, that messenger goes to the finger and says, move. And it does. But also when he moves, there's pain, my friend, if the brain keeps the finger from knowing it has pain. The finger is burnt up, badly injured, and may no longer be of any use. So yes, although the message may hurt, and although the message brings pain, in the long run, it's the best thing that can happen to the body. Every part of the body, however, is to be motivated and moved by the head. Now, only paralyzed limbs do not respond to the dictates of the head on our bodies. So don't be a paralyzed limb in the body of Christ. Don't be someone that has been cut off, that has cut off a nerve, that has pinched a nerve, and your arms, your legs, or whatever that moves spasmodically and cannot be controlled. Don't be a Parkinson's disease in the body. Move at the command of the brain as you're commanded by the messenger of God. And that messenger, you can always make sure that it's the right messenger by checking the word of God. Some people never respond to the nerve that is sent from the head. They never, whether it's a pastor, whether it's an evangelist, they never respond. That person is a paralyzed limb in the body. Now, because he is to have the preeminence in all things, we need to understand that he can't be just present. He can't just be prominent. He must be preeminent. That is, he must be before all things in your life. Now, friend, there is a judgment seat of Christ, and we will receive according to that we have done. Are you doing his will for you in life, in the local church? God ordained the local church for this age. A casual reading of the Word of God, the New Testament, will reveal that clearly. And what are you doing through the local church? Even Paul went out as a missionary through the local church. Have you made it a matter of earnest prayer and supplication as to what God would have you to do in the church? Some people, they can be asked to volunteer for a ministry, and they'll say yes or no, either one, without praying about it or seeking if God would have them to do it. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible says.